News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer, and today on Drive Through, maha confusion over government formation. It's 3 weeks to the day that the state of Maharashtra voted, but the race for chief minister is still wide open. The largest party, the BJP, said they couldn't form government. The second largest party, the Shiv Sena, went to the governor yesterday and asked for more time to get an alliance together. The governor responded by inviting the NCP to try their luck. He had given them time till 8:30 this evening. But surprise, surprise, 7 hours before that deadline expired, this happened.
This is the big breaking news that is coming in. The governor, looking at everything that has been playing out, has recommended president's rule in Maharashtra.
So the governor jumped the gun. I honestly don't know why he did that. But the very fact that he did so is raising eyebrows. The NCP, for one, had its eyes set on the 8:30 p.m. deadline they were set yesterday, and the party is outraged. Its spokesperson, Majid Memon, questioned how, in a matter of minutes, a long report from the governor could be got ready, the union cabinet convened, and the president's approval sought.
This is unprecedented. It is the question of propriety. 18-page report is already ready, and it is approved by the cabinet meeting at 3 p.m. also.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that the Prime Minister left for Brazil today for the BRICS summit? And in fact, he left straight after that cabinet meeting. And if indeed there was pressure from the centre, it would certainly be the most overt interest that BJP's national leaders have taken so far in the whole Maharashtra crisis. President's rule essentially means that Maharashtra directly comes under the rule of the centre. The governor takes all executive decisions. Of course, the parties that were trying to form government can continue all their attempts. But it's undeniable that from some angles, the BJP is not looking too good.
Governor is unfortunately acting as the agent, political agent of the Bharatiya Janata Party and not as a servant of the constitution. The moot question today is if the governor can give 336 hours to Bharatiya Janata Party to form the government after 24th October till 10th November, why can't they give more than 48 hours to other opposition parties?
That was Jaiveer Shergill, the Congress Party spokesperson. But frankly, the imposition of President's rule has taken some of the heat off the Congress. The party has been chewing over whether or not it will support an alliance formed by the NCP and the Shiv Sena. On the one hand, it doesn't want to be seen to be aligning itself with the Saffron Sena. On the other, it's a chance to recapture at least some political relevance in Maharashtra. Personally, I think the Congress needs to get with the program. What's the point of trying to be seen as principled when you run the very real risk of becoming invisible in the political arena? The word is that the party's state unit wants to go with the NCP and the Shiv Sena. But the top brass here in Delhi can't quite make up its mind. Now, that decision between whether to stand on principles or to be more pragmatic has had the Congress party tied up in knots for so long that it made the Shiv Sena miss its date with the governor last night. Aditya Thackeray could not assure the governor that he could put together the numbers needed to form government with the NCP and the Congress. He could only ask for more time. And we all know how that ended. The Shiv Sena now is set to move the Supreme Court against the governor's decision to recommend president's rule. But at the end of the day, it's all about the numbers. All the players still have the time and the opportunity to carry on talks and keep up their attempts to get that coalition together. There doesn't appear to have been any headway in any of the camps in that direction yet. The Shiv Sena MLAs are still in a resort in Mad Island. The Congress MLAs are still in Jaipur. The imposition of president's rule may have rattled these three parties, and that maybe some reason for the BJP to smile at this stage. The party, of course, is clinging to its image of stability and hoping that that's what will get highlighted by the chaos in the other camps. But who will have the last laugh? Any government that's formed on the basis of the October election results will need to involve the NCP or the Shiv Sena or both. Watch this space. I'm Shayoni Iyer. Drive Through will be back tomorrow.
News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the News.